So anyway, this is back when I used to work. You probably don't want to have in the
pipe. They had a major bookstore.
So I was working at a bookstore. So it's a Sunday, and I'm working in the bookstore, as is my wont on Sundays. And I'm back in the history section, and I'm sitting around and I'm shuffling books, and I see this guy come out of the bathroom, which is only like, you know, maybe a couple feet away from me. And he comes out on this walker, and this is a regular customer, like huge, huge man. Like he's got a what 600 pounds, something like that.
At least easy 500.
500.
And he's really 600. Easily, you know, late '60s, early '70s.
Yeah. So he's coming out.
He's a priest too.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
The guy.
This is an Eastern Orthodox priest. So he's coming out. He's coming out, and he gets to a table, and his pants fall down. And I, being a good bookseller, dutifully pretend not to notice that anything has happened. So some of the customers that are around him help him get his pants back up, and they just yank it up, and they tighten his belt. And at this point, they wander off, and he sits down. And I think, you know, I've dodged the bullet. You know, I'm clear of the situation. But it turns out that there was a sniper somewhere aiming for my head, waiting for me to come out clear. So as these guys are walking away, he says, like, this is the other thing. He's got, like, this weird, almost like New York Jewish accent that I can't do justice for. But he's like, you know, could you send an employee my way?
Yeah.
And so I come over there figuring, okay, he just wants me to find a book because obviously he can't move. So I come over to him, like, you know, how can I help you, sir? And he says, son, I just went to the bathroom, and I have to go again. But I don't think I can make it. And I'm standing there, I'm like, well, do you want help getting to the bathroom? Like, I can try to get you to the bathroom. And he's like, no, I think if I stand up, it's going to go. And so, I don't know if you want me to use the trash can. I mean, it's better than the floor. And it takes me a second. I'm just standing there, I'm trying to process what he's asking me to do. And I'm like, are you sure I can't just try to get you to the bathroom? He's like, no. And he starts adjusting his belt like he's going to loosen it up. And so I'm thinking to myself is like, there's no way I'm going to let you drop trout and take a shit in the middle of the history section without a manager's approval.
Well, technically, it was closer to New Age.
Yeah, exactly.
And religious philosophy.
Yes. So I run into the back room. And as is sitting there in the break room on his break, and I turn in and I just look in the manager's office, I spin around Zach, I'm like, where the fuck is Sue?
You have the face of fear on your you're like frightened, you're like, oh my gosh.
So I look at Az and say, like, what's going on? Who's the manager? So I say, like, where's Bruce? And he says, like, I don't know, what's going on? And I explain it to him really quickly, and he's just like, what? So I explain it to him again. He's like, there's a pause, and he's like, oh, no way. And of course, he's not going to move because he's on his break, you know, fucker. Yeah. So I run back out, I page, like, you know, and I explain, you know, what's going on. She talks to the guy, realizes that he's not going to let us, you know, move him.
And what did she say to him?
Well, she's trying to say, like, sir, can we just try to get you to the bathroom? And finally he says, like, no, it's going to go. And he starts squirming. So, decision comes down on high.
Was it Drake working?
No. Zone 5 gets cleared of all customers. So I'm going up to customers like, sir, you have to leave. He's like, oh, what's going on? I was like, sir, I don't have time to explain it. I just need you to leave the area.
there's an interesting side note. This is, you know, kind of where I came in. Woos pages me.
Yes.
And I'm up at the cash registers at the front of the store.
Only other male employee on
duty. I'm the only other male employee, and I was, you know, the head cashier, so I was on duty. And she calls me, and normally when Goose calls me and says, get back here right now, it means that there's a shoplifter and they need somebody who's tall and looks like a skinhead to be intimidating and run them off. So I pick up the phone, she's like, I need you to come back to Zone 5, quick. I'm like, what's wrong? You know, she's like, just get back here now. And so I'm like, okay. And so I kind of start walking, you know, normal pace, and she's like standing in the aisle, just, you know, waving me, like, get over here fast. And I walk up, I'm like, what's wrong? She's like, that dude's gonna take a shit in the trash can.
So Brett comes walking in, and he just looks like whistling as he works while people are like waving him. So he comes in, and at this point, I don't think it's clear to everybody involved what's going on. I think that at least he thinks that there's maybe just this just a number one involved. So anyway, clear the area. He goes over, blocks the women's restroom so that they can't come out.
Mm-hmm.
He locks the front so that nobody's coming around. And they have been told to watch and keep anybody from coming in. So I get out the trash can. So.
Oh, God.
He's like, I need help getting up. So Eric and I lift him up, which was not easy.
No, this dude was huge. He was easily 600 pounds.
Lift him out of the chair. Huge.
Man, it's gigantic.
So Eric's up front with him. I don't know, staring in his eyes, giving him comfort.
Actually, I was not making eye contact. Okay. I was doing everything I could to look away.
Doing one of these numbers.
Hey. I want the mitts. So anyway, so the guy, he says, like, you got to pull down my pants. So I pull down his pants. I only pull down his jeans because I'm still in denial. Really. And so he's like, no, you got to pull down all of my pants. So I pull down his underwear.
He
leans over. I grab the trash can. And I lift it up. And I put it, you know, ready for his leavings.
And we'll be back when the foundation is formed.
I'm holding it there. And,
Holding it up in the air?
Yeah, I'm holding it up in the air.
He was leaning up against the table.
Yeah.
He was leaning against the table to try and kind of, you know, get in the shitting while standing position, if that's plausible.
So I'm holding up to his ass, and, you know, he begins to shit, and it smells so fucking bad. Like, seriously, people in the kids section, which is halfway across the store, could smell it.
It was so bad. Like, I'm standing there off to the side, just kind of like, you know, trying to like support this 600 pound man with my right arm, and I look at Danae, and Danae missed vomiting by about a half a second. He's gagging. I'm just about to vomit.
I am gagging, and I'm trying to gag as quietly as possible so as not to embarrass this guy any further. And apparently is concerned that I'm going to drop the waste paper basket, so he keeps trying to reach over and help me hold the
I was trying to hold it so that you could like get away from it so you wouldn't puke.
But see, the thing you don't understand is that I had a death grip on this can at this point, because at this point, after going through all this, there's no fucking way I'm cleaning shit out of the carpet. And so I'm holding onto it while the guy is going, and after a bit he's like, boys, I think the emergency's passed, and you can just hear his body squirming, so I just hold it there for a little bit longer. So I'm standing there, and Greer turns to Denise and says, like, hey, could you get me some toilet paper? And she's like, no, there's some Kleenex over there. So you go over, Greer goes over, he grabs some Kleenex, brings it over to the guy, the guy says...
And I hand him the box of Kleenex. He says, no, sonny, you're going to have to do it for me.
If you let go, I'll fall.
If you let go, I'll fall over. And I'm just like, you've got to be kidding me.
And so, at this point, he's just loving it.
At
like,
this point, you know, Danae is absconding with the poo that is in the trash can, and I kind of look.
No, I'm still holding it to
it. That's right. And I look easy, and I walk back to the utility closet, which is right there, and I grab an entire stack of paper towels, and I just stand there, and there are people looking at me like, what's going on? Because there are people who have come out of the bathroom who are being held in check. Walking out into the aisle, and they're looking at me like, what the hell's going on? It's just like, what's going on? And I just reach out, I grab two latex gloves, and I just do the... And Louis just looks at me like, you know, this just look of absolute, utter terror. Like, I can't believe that I have just asked one of my employees to wipe a 70-year-old man's ass in the middle of the store.
Something that Xavier has not mentioned yet is that the whole time that he's doing this, he's giggling more than any grown man I've ever seen giggle. As he's reaching in, putting on his latex glove, pulling out his half a ream of paper towels to protect his
hand. It was the only thing I could do. Like, it was either just giggle like a schoolgirl or just bust out crying. I was like, this was such an unbelievable situation. And so I come back and I just put the paper towels down, and it's like, and I took one paper towel and stuck my hand in this 70-year-old, 600-pound man's ass with one good swipe.
Without looking,
I did not look.
I, on the other hand,
you had to see the massive dingleberries, didn't you?
I, on the other hand, had to look, because there was no way anything that fell was going to hit that carpet, same reason why I had a death grip on it. And after you wiped, I got to tell you, there was still a turd hanging
there. You know what? I am completely sure that I did a very, very bad job of wiping this man's ass.
And you should be ashamed. So
I'm not in the slightest.
So I'm looking at this shit covered ass and this shit filled bag. And so finally, you know, I move it away as fast as I can. It helps him like lift up his pants over the double butt in front.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah. Trying to get the pants, because I didn't realize the man had a double ass. He had an ass in front and an ass in back.
He had a double ass.
Well, his stomach was so big that it was basically another butt in the front.
It's called a harangue.
Whatever, it was huge. So I had to first I had to pull the man's underwear up and cover his shit covered ass. And then pull his pants up and get his belly into his pants and try. And remember, I'm still holding this man up with one of my arms.
So you're doing this with one
hand? Yeah, I'm doing all this with one hand. And he sits down and he's like, I need my belt buckled. I'm like, you're sitting, can't you just? He's like, I don't think, I don't know. And so I buckled the man's belt. And then one day I came back.
This time I had wrapped up the shit on plastic and run it out to the dumpster. And I looked back out there, and there was just all the stuff on top of the dumpster. I was like, fuck, I am not digging to put this in. So I just throw it out on top of everything else. Maybe the wind carried it away, I don't know.
Who the hell cares?
But came back.
I'm still inside.
I came back, and you and I, like, we're going on break. Yeah. That's what's the term. Yeah. And as I'm walking away, the man turns to me and says, like, young man, thank you for your courtesy.
Yes, he did.
And that's the thing that got me.
That was the end of your story. My story continued.
Yes, okay.
Because later, when the man decided to leave, he couldn't get out of his chair.
He was there for a while?
Yes.
He
was sitting. Well, the funny thing is, his daughter, who is his family, is a nurse. And he said to me, after you had gone and after most of it was over, he was probably there for another 40 minutes or so, just kind of sitting there, I think, waiting for somebody to come pick him up. And he said to me, and I come back, he's like, excuse me, I can't get up. And I'm just like, all right, what do you mean? He's like, I can't stand up out of the chair. You're going to have to help me. And so I, again, had to help, this time without the aid of another grown man, had to help a 600-pound man out of his chair, who smelled not only like a 600-pound man who hadn't showered in a while, but now also reeked of his own shit.
Yeah.
Because it was still covering his ass, and, you know, the dude had, you know, he had skid marks till the king had come.
Yeah.
And he said the same thing to me was walking away, after I had helped him stand up, said, thank you for your courtesy, and tell your friend that said thank you as well.
Yeah.
And that was, then I smoked a lot.
Yeah.
I think you smoked, even.
We went. Yeah, I smoked after that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, too, is, like, we came back later to that area, and there were a bunch of teenagers sitting at that table, and I remember us all talking and saying, like, you know, they have no idea that they are sitting at ground zero.